The red flags and the green flags when you start dating somebody new. What are they? Corinna Alexander is a dating expert and dating coach. She's also a matchmaker. You can find her online at CorinnaAlexander.com. All right, Corinna, you finally land a date and you go and you meet them for the first time. What are the things you look for that are good and the things that are bad?
So good things are when the person speaks well about like people in their life, family members, relatives, friends. Conversely, a red flag is when someone mentions their ex. Women will say, oh, he brought up his ex like 5 times.
Is it different if it's ex-girlfriend versus ex-wife?
Divorced people.
Yeah,
I mean, it depends, too, on where the person is that you're dating, too. Mm-hmm. But you don't want to see somebody who's living in that, right? You don't want to feel like they're walking in it every day.
Exactly. Like, if it's a wife, it's mother of their kids. It's hard to...
Right. They're going to be involved. You're going to hear that name a lot. Ex-girlfriend, though, it feels like you're stuck there, right?
Right, and women can sniff out when a guy is still hung up on his ex, because he is always talking about it. And if he was mean to his ex, he could be mean to you.
That's true. If they get rage in their eyes when they start talking about their ex, that's a red flag.
Can't
like, back
themselves.
Away slowly. Yes.
Right.
And you know that person. Like, when they start talking about their ex, they look crazy all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're like...
and it doesn't matter how terrible the other one was.
All right, another red flag when you meet somebody you're on a date that you know...
I've heard this enough from women that when a guy's constantly talking about how expensive things are, it's a red flag for them.
When you're with somebody, and I don't want to say the word cheap.
Cheap. Me too. I was trying not to say it.
Trying not to say it, but let's be honest. Some people are cheap. And
yep.
When they're like that, and you're not like that, it causes serious conflict in a relationship, and that's something you should know off the bat. It's not that they're frugal, because that's different. That's a person that's looking out for your future. It's somebody that doesn't want you to spend a penny. I remember there's this one girl from college. She married this guy, and I feel so bad if they're listening right now. But he would create Excel spreadsheets and give her budgets on how much she could pay for groceries, but broken down by item. That marriage did not last.
Well,
that's
I mean, because you feel like you're set up to fail at that point. You feel like, you know, number one, you're being monitored.
Mm-hmm.
You're being parented or controlled. And it is a form of control. It's okay.
Yes.
Listen, if you came up with the spreadsheet together.
Right.
And you're on the same footing. And if you have a system which you'd conclude that one thing is worth this or another thing is worth that, then you did it together.
Okay, so what are the green flags? Let's flip this to the good things. That if they say these things, you know that this might be a keeper.
What's really sweet with a guy when they talk about their mother or sisters in nice ways, I find that's a really nice predictor of how he feels about women in general. When they talk nice about family, that's a nice thing. When they talk about a future with you, I think that's nice. And I don't mean necessarily like on the first date, because that might be a little too soon. But like, you know, after a month, when he starts to say nice things about you, that's a nice thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think you like to feel like there's a future. And a lot of times early in a relationship, when you're very uncertain, you're like, does he like me as much as I like him? Those little nuggets were like, well, maybe next year we could go check that out. And just the fact that they said that makes you think that they see us together next year.
Yeah,
which feels
like
good,
we could be seeing each other.
Right.
I could tell you personally that melts your heart when you know the guy's thinking. You're in his future.
All right. One last question, Corinna. I won't let you go. When you go out on a first date, do you let him pick up the check? Do you offer to split it? Do you say nothing? If he makes you pay, is that a red flag? What do you do?
If he asks you out, he should pick it up. Chivalry's not dead. If he asks you to split it, you know, just split it, but then realize, you know, maybe he is your guy, but you're going to be in a relationship that's not very chivalrous. You're going to be the one taking out the garbage or buying your own Valentine's Day gifts.
Oh, boy. You don't do that to be married 20 years like me, right?
Right.
All right, Corinna Alexander, you can find her online at CorinnaAlexander.com. She's a matchmaker and dating coach. Thank you so much for taking the time. We always appreciate it. Did you ever get a suggestion on social media, like an ad that was targeted towards you or says you should join this group, and immediately you were like, what? Why am I getting this? This doesn't make any sense.
I'm not one of those people. Right. I shouldn't be included in this group.
At first, I was offended that the algorithm directed me to join the dull women's group.
What?
But then I started looking at it and I was like, oh, these robots know me better than I know myself.
Wait a minute. So a dull women's group is just something like, you know, Facebook didn't start this for itself, right? Mm-hmm. So somebody actually did, thought it was a good idea, and there's an administrator and all that. There must be.
Oh, yeah. Facebook has a lot of strange groups.
Yeah.
Maybe you're a part of some of them, but there's one with almost 900,000 followers that are a part of it.
Wow.
And it's called the Dull Women's Group, and it's a public group, and it says that it will not approve all posts or people that want to join. They say they get up to 3,000 requests a day from women that want to be part of the dull women's group.
I mean, it's exclusive, mm-hmm. yet it's exclusive to nearly a million people.
Yep.
That's quite something.
So how do you get approved to be part of the group? Mm. You have to explain why you're dull, and then oddly, it wants you to include your shoe size and how many bananas you eat. So I fell into the hole last night.
Yeah.
I came up and I'm like, oh, and I honestly don't spend a lot of time on Facebook. So okay. I was captured by this. Mm-hmm. I started reading about all these dull women and I was like, these are my people.
Really?
Yes.
You found similarities.
Valerie writes, my slippers are about 10 years old and today I picked out a bunch of dog hair that accumulated in between the sides and the insole. Size 7 shoe.
Felt like it was a big deal. Felt like it was progress.
That was her big day.
Yeah.
Patricia says, I make videos on fiber arts for a living, mm-hmm. and I love spinning, knitting, weaving, and dyeing. I wear a size 9.5 shoe.
I mean, dyeing your own things that you wove.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Emily says that she enjoys junk journaling and kimchi preparation.
Okay.
I don't know what either of those things are, but now I'm intrigued.
Eating the kimchi is, you know, it's the spicy food, right? Mm-hmm. And then your junk journaling, she's just writing nonsense in her book.
Tanya says she doesn't eat bananas and shoe size depends on how many Lay's salt and vinegar chips she's eaten that day. But she says she talks to people at the office every day because she has to. Mm. And then she gets her nails done once a month. That's her life.
Raven, I can play this game.
All right. If you were gonna try to join the dull women's group on mm-hmm. Facebook, what would your thing say?
1 to 2 bananas a day, mm-hmm. but not more than 8 in a week because when it comes to Friday, like I don't typically go with the banana.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Size 11 and a half or 12 shoe depends on the brand,
yeah.
right? What the fit is. As far as dull stuff goes, I've seen Jaws. Top Gun, what would be another? Die Hard, I've seen all three of those movies over 1,000 times. If one of them is on today, I'll watch it again.
It's weird.
I'll watch it every single time.
Yeah.
I've gotten the same sandwich every time I've ordered a sandwich for probably the last 30 years. It's ham and cheese with lettuce, tomato, and mayonnaise. That's all that is in my
pretty
sandwich.
Pretty dull.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I have sat in the same 100 square foot area of a public beach every time I have gone there, at least the last decade.
Oh.
I sit right there. And if that area is not available, I get super close to whoever's in that area so that they move because they're uncomfortable.
I did mine too, Raven. Do you want to know what makes me part of the dull woman's club?
I would love to.
Sometimes I just sit in my closet on the floor and hide from my family and sit in silence. I can't stay awake to watch any of the shows or movies that everyone is watching or talking about.
That closet one, is that dull or sad? Okay.
I go to bed at 8 o'clock every night.
Oh, I wish I could.
I have a black pair of Gap sweatpants that I call my spirit animal. And my shoe pre-pregnancy was size 7. Post-pregnancy, size 7.5. I'm lying. It's actually 8 now.
Oh.
I know. It's always so weird when you walk by somebody's computer at work. Or maybe if you're in school, college, and you walk by somebody's laptop and they've got something up on their screen that's questionable at best. And you're like, whoa, what's this person looking at?
I mean, I thought people would have gone wise to that at this point, right? Like, you get in trouble a couple times at work and you're like, I should probably stop that habit.
Well, it's so weird because I don't think people are aware of it. So Raven, every day I have to walk past Raven's laptop to record something on his microphone. And he leaves the editing, his computer, right next to where I have to edit. So mm-hmm. it's right in my face. And I've noticed lately, I'm not looking at your stuff, Raven, yeah. I promise.
Yeah, okay.
But it's always there. You get a million emails from McDonald's every day. How many times a day does McDonald's email you?
Probably 3 to 4 times a day.
I mean, what?
Every day.
And you check them? You read the emails from McDonald's every single day?
No, I don't read them every day, but they keep on sending them. But at the same time, it's like one of those things, like, you know, like when somebody keeps sending you emails and you're like, well, not today. But you're like, maybe tomorrow.
You're probably like wondering, like, wait a minute, what do you mean McDonald's? I mean the fast food chain McDonald's.
Yeah.
I mean Grimace. I mean the Hamburglar. That's who I mean. Ronald McDonald.
I've told you that I'm a big fan of their app, all right? It's got a lot of fantastic specials on there. And when you interact with the app, oh my gosh, like it sends you so much stuff. It's like one of my good friends. Yeah, like McDonald's sends me some. It sent me, while you were pointing it out yesterday to somebody, I thought I heard you say it. I looked at my phone and they had just sent me one.
It's unbelievable.
So I don't know if they were listening and then they heard their name mentioned or whatever, but there it was.
They're like, let me send Raven an email real quick.
They're like, oh, he's a friend. He needs us.
But my husband, you know, my husband works in a very traditional corporate environment.
Mm-hmm.
So he always tells me, like, when he walks by people's cubicles or offices, when he sees weird things.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen to this.
Remember that guy you used to tell me about at work?
Which guy?
The guy with the Bollywood movies.
There used to be this guy that would sit at his desk. He had like 2 or 3 screens up. But on one of them, he always had a Bollywood movie going.
Could you hear it?
Well, no, because he had on these giant, like, noise-canceling headphones. So, but yeah, he watched movies at his desk during the day.
Can you imagine?
People love Bollywood.
But you're at work, and he's just got Bollywood movies constantly playing 24/7 on his computer screen.
The dance sets are incredible.
They are.
You know, I'd love to see, you know, going through the spice market and whatnot. Like, I mean, hey, they're very big affairs. Okay. All right. I mean, I can see right now here from the studio, and this is a thing, like, the guy that's in the studio next to us watches fake news reports all day long.
The funny part is that he reports news. So it makes you wonder, like, does he decide what's real?
Like, he believes this is the news below the news. He's got some guy, Steve, who just sits in his basement and then, like, covers news reports, live feeds of other things going on and talks over him. I'm like, who is this guy? He's like, oh, yeah, he was a guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, but he's in his house now.
Eric, what did you see on someone else's laptop?
My main secretary had a dating app up, which was kind of interesting. She's married, and so I thought that was a little fishy.
Is she doing research maybe for a friend?
Oh, yeah.
Could have been. Yeah, that's probably it.
You've run out of other things to do, I guess, when you're doing research on somebody else's app for a friend.
And it was Tinder, by the way. So
yeah, so that's not research.
What you will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least not for anybody else.
1-800-330-9999. What did you see on somebody else's laptop while you were at work or school? It's always awkward when you walk by somebody's laptop at work and they have something completely inappropriate or odd up on their screen. You're like, what are you looking at? We're at work, right?
Oh, for sure. And you think to yourself, like, somebody would have learned that lesson by now. Like, early on in the 90s, okay, you didn't know better. Nowadays, you gotta know better.
I'm paranoid because my back is to the door and the door has a window. So I'm always so, I never look at anything because I just think that somebody's going to walk in and be like, hey, what are you looking at, Anna? Oh, you're shopping on Bloomingdale's again.
You know, based on where your seat is, you're probably right.
Yeah.
That's smart.
1-800-330-9999. What did you see on somebody's laptop while you were at work or school? Kayla.
So at work, the cubicle next to me, the guy is so sweet. And one day I wanted to talk to him and I looked over. He wasn't there, but his desktop was up and it was pictures, not naked, but there were pictures of literally the boss's wife all over his desktop, different of her in different stages of her life. And I just thought, this is just bizarre. So I asked him, because me and him have a relationship like that, and he was like, no, he doesn't even know her really well, but he thinks that she's an amazing partner, and he's manifesting his own partner. So he literally has pictures of the boss's wife to manifest his own wife.
That's
because
weirdo.
He just thinks that she's so amazing.
No.
No, you're fired. Yeah. No, you're fired. Get out of here.
I mean, imagine if I walked to somebody's cubicle and there was just pictures of my husband all over it, and she was like, I'm manifesting the man that you married.
No, I want a good man, like your man. Not your man, but I want a good man like your man.
I want like a guy
man.
Just like yours. Right. Like, it's one thing to say, like, just I hope like you find own. Somebody like your husband. It's another thing to put pictures of him up.
Have him part of a vision board.
There was a guy, he's
a
not here
board.
Anymore, and he used to have pictures of my ex-co-host all over his thing.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah. And, you know, he would say it's because he was selling the show, and I'd be like, well, there's no pictures of me.
Right.
It was a little bit weird. And again, you know, I guess, okay.
I'm selling this show.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm selling your show, except
without
not
you.
A single picture of you.
That's great. You know, sometimes that's the best way to appeal to a certain demographic, I guess.
Radio's weird. All right.
Dave, what'd you see on somebody else's computer?
So back in college, my best friend growing up from elementary school was my best friend through middle school, high school, and then we even went to college together. And so we were inseparable. We were close. And I started dating this girl, and we've been dating for a while, and he just never really seemed to take to her. He seemed to be a little jealous in the very beginning, but I still dated her. He and I were still best friends, and we were working on something together, and this was at the time of not instant messages like now, but, you know, the little pings and chats that you would have up, and he started getting pings, and it was from my girlfriend.
Nice.
And I won't go into detail, but they actually were not enemies. They were very close. So that ended 2 relationships.
Well, there's easier ways to find that out.
Not fun.
Be worse to show up to your apartment and find them kissing, I guess.
I mean, learn how to control your delivery options on your laptop.
Right. I mean,
especially
be smart about it.
When the person is in your class and they're your partner.
Let's get serious here.
Mary, what did you see on somebody's laptop at work or school?
So I had a coworker who was like obsessed with sumo wrestling. Sometimes I will walk past his computer and he will be watching sumo wrestling fights. So, I mean, I've never come across anybody who was into that. So it was really interesting.
You got to be amazing. Really into something to be seeking it out that way, right?
Were they a sumo wrestler themselves?
They were not.
Oh.
Of course not.
Oh.
You get a lot of sumo wrestlers in your office?
Why not?
I mean, because they're like 1,000-pound guys.
One of my friends does taekwondo.
No, that's way different. That is way different than being a sumo wrestler.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Maybe not. I mean, what's the difference? A few hundred pounds?
At least.
Remember the way you used to get punished when you were in school? Like elementary school, middle school, high school? It's so different than the way they punish now.
When I was in elementary school, I swear they invented in-school suspension for me. I mean, it was only a K through like 5 or K through 6 school. Mm-hmm. So they didn't really have to deal with that. But they also didn't know what like ADHD was at that point. Right. Mm-hmm. So they were just like, this kid won't shut up. And they would just have me camp out by the office half the day.
Well, it's funny because, my friend's daughter got in trouble and she mm-hmm. called me giggling and she was like, guess what happened? And she said her daughter's name. We'll call her Caitlin. Okay. Caitlin got in trouble. And I was like, at school? She's such a good girl. And I was like, for what? She's like, I guess she was drawing little hearts on the corner of the desk. And first of all, I forgot about writing on the desk.
Yeah.
Remember, he's like, write on the desk.
All the time.
All the time. Sure. Right. So I guess the teacher saw her doodling on the desk. So she couldn't go out to recess and she had to wash all the desks in the class.
That's old school.
That is old school.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't even know that they still did that.
Yeah, it's like
so
community
funny.
Service when you get in trouble and you got to wash all the cop cars, right? Like, it's public. People know that you're doing it. They come back. They're like, wow, my desk is so clean. Oh, well, you can thank Caitlin for that right. because she did the entire classes.
I had to get the sponge, go, like, get the soap and, like, do it. And I was like, oh, my gosh, she must have been so embarrassed.
Sure.
I was thinking about, like, how did I get punished when I was in elementary? I always got in trouble for the same thing.
Okay.
And that was that I was talking too much.
Yeah.
Remember?
Same.
Always.
Same.
Always talking too much. And you want to know what I want to say to Miss Polarotti right now?
It all worked out fine.
Look.
Right. Mama got a career.
Right.
Right. I got a job. You know?
But I remember that she, like, one of the teachers, she could, like, it was had to be fourth grade. I would not shut my mouth. And she would drag the desk out of the door,
yeah,
and she would put it right in the hallway, and I would have to sit there outside. and I remember just waiting for somebody that had to go to the bathroom,
right, just to interact with, so you could talk to somebody again too, right?
Right in the hallway.
Such an awkward situation.
Yeah,
you know, I had that done to me a couple times too. That's a good one.
Yeah,
it triggers memories.
I don't know. How did you get punished when you were in school, Jeremy?
Yeah, so I went to Catholic school. I'm a little bit older, so I don't think this is allowed anymore, but back in the day, the nuns used to hit me in the knuckles with a ruler.
Yep.
I mean, I don't think it's supposed to be like in the bylaws, but I got to tell you, if my kid's going to Catholic school, that's part of what I'm paying for.
They don't do that anymore.
Oh, come on. Really? Not at all? Because
no.
I feel like a good amount of discipline is good. You know,
there's not even a lot like, and I know it's probably depends on where you are, but I found that there weren't even a lot of nuns that taught anymore.
That's because nuns will still smack you up if you get you get a little too rowdy because a nun ain't going to mess around.
Sister Petrina. I remember Sister Petrina. Like, I don't know if she's still alive because she'd probably be 175 at this point. But you were terrified
See?
Of Sister Petrina.
Yeah.
She would come at you and you would just sit there in silence, stone faced.
You know what? How many lessons did you learn because of your fear? I'm guessing a good amount.
I don't even remember what she taught, if she taught us anything. I just remember sitting there and being like, don't say a word. Don't make eye contact. Look straight ahead.
A valuable lesson to be learned.
1-800-330-9999. What was the way that you were punished in school when you were growing up? It's wild when you think about it. The way you were punished as a kid when in school growing up.
Mm.
I was giggling because one of my friends told me yesterday that her daughter, who has, I don't think, ever been in trouble ever at school, got caught doodling on the desk. And during recess, had to stay inside and wash all the desks. And I couldn't even believe they still did that.
Yeah, it's brutal.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah. No, I mean, listen, and I think it's probably effective, too. We used to have a teacher. He was Jamaican. I can't remember his name. Mr. Duncan. Was it Mr. Duncan? Mr. Duncan, if you were talking in his class, he would make you stand on top of the desk.
Yeah.
The whole class.
How dangerous.
I mean, right? Yeah. I mean, you couldn't get away with that nowadays. Forget it.
1-800-330-9999. Diane, what was the way you got punished in school when you were young?
Oh, I remember French class, high school, and the nun would separate the class into two different halves, the smart half and the dumb half.
Wow.
And I was put on the dumb half.
Wow. How many people were on the dumb half?
I don't remember. I just remember I had the first seat on the dumb side.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
I mean, you were like the number one draft pick. Okay.
Yes, I was.
Yeah. Was everybody on the dumb side the cool kids? You know, air quotes?
No, not at all. My best friend was on the smart side.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And yeah. The dumb side was just a it was just a bunch of, you know, it was a mix. It was a mixed class. She was just Sister Edna. I will never forget it.
I mean, Edna would be canceled nowadays. Like, there's no way you can call kids, half the kids in the class
smart
dumb.
Class. But you always knew what class you were in.
Oh,
you
yeah.
knew you were in the smart kids
yeah,
and
no,
the dumb
you knew
kids.
Which side you were going to be on.
Right. At least you knew where you stood back then.
Right. Hey, Carol, what do you remember from getting in trouble in school? What happened?
I had to kneel in front of the classroom under the chalkboard with my hands behind my back. And I had to have my nose against the wall.
Unbelievable.
We're talking.
Is this public school or private school?
It was Catholic school, and there was, like, all those rows of desks and all the kids, like, eyes, like, nailing me in the back as I sat there for, like, an hour on my knees.
Well, you know what that is that it's the judgment of your sin drilling into your back. That's what that is.
I just wonder, do you think the teachers would have conferences and brainstorm these ideas on what to do?
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I don't know, right? I mean, they learned terrible, terrible things somewhere, right?
Maggie, how were you disciplined as a kid in school?
Oh, my gosh. I have a few, but the one that really got me was there was a kid behind me, and I was in, like, second grade, and he was talking to me, and apparently I got caught turning around to tell him to shush. So the entire day, I had to walk around with masking tape on my mouth.
I mean, can you absolutely, I can't even fathom.
Yeah.
I cannot even fathom if I'm a stranger and I walk into the school. Let's say I'm dropping my child off tardy or whatever. And
right?
I encounter a girl with her mouth taped shut.
Right.
Like, I'm calling the police. Like.
You're very 2023. You got to think 1987.
I'm going to get the police. We need them here immediately.
Maria, what was your punishment when you were in school when you did something wrong?
Well, this is going to date me, actually, but I had to clap the erasers together after school as a punishment.
Welcome to the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome to the 80s. 70s, too, I would imagine. Were they still using asbestos in 70s? No, I'm just kidding.
Clapping those things together with a puff of smoke in your face.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine now there'd be lawsuits. Think about your childhood bedroom. What posters were hanging on your wall? 1-800-330-9999. My mom called Raven, and she was so excited. She, Anna! Yeah, Ma. You got to come over, Anna.
Yeah.
I got something today. I was at the store and I saw, I got it. She's going to love it.
Okay.
She got something special for my teenage daughter, Hayden.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what is it? And she goes, The People magazine. Everything is The People magazine.
It's not just people.
No.
Right.
The People magazine
yeah.
has a special edition Taylor Swift. 200 pictures in there. She could hang it on the wall. I said, Ma, like the kids, like they don't hang posters on their wall anymore like we did when we were kids. And then I started thinking about it. I go, right? Like, no, they don't hang posters.
So
my daughter has like those little lights and then she's got like the little tiny LED lights. And then she hangs pictures with look like little clips, like
little
laundry.
Hooks in. Hooks, almost like a laundry line. Right.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But it's not like how when we were growing up where we would have these big, giant posters of all this. I remember Harry Styles. People were getting the life-size cutouts of him.
Yeah.
But that's not the same like hanging a poster on your wall.
Yeah. Across the street, my neighbor's daughter, she has Morgan Wallen. She has a full size of that.
Cutout, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah.
So I started looking into it. I'm like, wait a minute. Do they even sell posters anymore? Because we used to buy them at like the store. And
I feel like all the ones that were printed are still in the store right now.
Yeah, that's
right?
True.
Like, I mean, those have got to be available because they must have been printing a ton. We're like, yeah, this is our year. And then that was like 20 years ago.
What do you think was the best-selling poster of all time? It's the one you think it is.
So I'll just, is it Michael Jackson?
No.
It's not Michael Jackson.
No, it's Farrah Fawcett.
Oh. Oh. But that's not what I would have thought it was.
Yeah.
When I was at the age of hanging posters, I was not looking for the Farrah Fawcett poster. You said it like it should be so obvious to me.
I would think so. Like I feel like everybody has that vision. Or, I mean, I guess if you're over the age of 30, you have that vision of Farrah Fawcett with the feathered hair in the red bathing suit. What was hanging on your wall when you were a kid?
Well, I mean, I said it already, but I had Michael Jackson up there.
It's really shocking to me.
I mean, why? I mean, I was in 1986, I was 8, 9 years old. I mean, he was the biggest artist on the planet by far.
Mm.
And then, of course, Madonna came out, so I had some Madonna. That was probably my first exposure to like a hot lady on my wall. And I didn't know what it was about. And I think I had a Back to the Future poster, too.
Yeah, Back to the Future was rated up there in the movie posters of all time. I had one poster on my wall for many, many years, and that was of Jordan Knight of New Kids on the Block.
Nice.
Yeah. And I used to kiss that poster every night.
Did you really kiss
it? Yes. It's so cliche, but I would kiss Jordan Knight poster. Like how?
Like an 80s movie.
Nobody does that anymore.
I don't think anybody, I never thought anybody really did it except for like, you know, John Hughes films, I guess. But okay.
No, if you were like a teenager in the 90s, like you did that, you know, or tween. How about you? What was the poster that was hanging on your wall when you were a kid? 1-800-330-9999. Do kids still hang posters of their favorite celebrities on their walls? I don't think many do. I know my daughter doesn't. So when my mom called all excited because she had bought People Magazine has like a Taylor Swift edition out right now. It's got like 200 glossy photos of her.
Fantastic.
She thought she was going to hang them all over her walls. And I was like, it's not like the 80s and 90s anymore in the early 2000s.
Crusher of dreams. You just wanted to destroy your mom's heart. I do remember I had an Indiana Jones poster at one point. Mm. That was awesome.
Yes. All right. Your turn. 1-800-330-9999. Who was hanging on your wall when you were a kid? Sandra.
I had a huge tapestry of Bon Jovi. John Bon Jovi. Just his head.
Yeah.
And it said, John Bon Jovi.
Nice.
Did you kiss him?
Craziest thing. Oh, yeah.
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 I told you.
I mean, I'm thinking it was probably the Bad Medicine years where the hair was really, really teased up.
It was up high. The tapestry was so big, it took up almost the whole size of the wall.
Right. The hair was like the size of a queen-size bed.
Carol, what was hanging on your wall?
It was the Bee Gees, Lee Majors was a big one, and Sean Cassidy and Andy Gibb.
Lee Majors, wow.
See, that I don't know who that is.
I know.
He's an actor. That's great.
Oh
my gosh. And the Bee Gees, speaking of feathered hair, that's fantastic. Yeah, thanks for sharing. Hey, Veronica, who was hanging on your wall?
Oh, totally like Justin Bieber and Taylor Swift, the Jonas Brothers.
So, I mean, that's not forever ago. So you were still hanging posters, actually.
Yeah, I'm only 26. So we used to get these teen magazines from the grocery store. And
It
always had a big poster in the middle.
Oh, yes.
A fold
absolutely.
Out, centerfold.
Yeah. Tiger Beat. Remember Tiger Beat?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tiger Beat was the jam. Thanks for the call.
Is Tiger Beat still in print?
All right. Come on. Hey, Danielle, what poster was hanging on your wall?
I'm kind of like Anna. I had Jordan Knight as well, and I did kiss him every night.
See? I told you I wasn't alone.
I can't believe it. Can't believe it. Do you feel now that you're older that you chose the right New Kids on the Block member to have your crush on?
Oh, 100%. Whenever I go to their concerts, yeah, he's still the one.
Okay.
All right, Danielle, I just actually disagree. I got the opportunity to meet them, and Jordan, his handshake was so weak.
It was a wet noodle.
Right. Meanwhile, Donnie spinned me around, and I was in love. And I was like, all these years, I was pining for the wrong new kid. I should have went with Donnie.
Yeah.
Jenny McCarthy got it right.
Hey, Ann, who was hanging on your wall?
I would have to say I'm a little bit older than you guys, a few years or so. Anything from Tiger Beat. So we're going back to, like, Sean Cassidy and, you know, Scott Baio, that whole genre of the 70s.
Speaking of Tiger Beat, I'm on their website right now. They still exist.
Do they? Wow.
Robin, who was hanging on your wall?
It wasn't on my wall. It was on my ceiling over my bed. Elton John.
Nice. Wow.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Today, I still love him today.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's not like above your bed.
Not anymore. Well, we don't know.
Not anymore.
Diana, who was hanging on your wall when you were a kid?
Legolas from Lord of the Rings.
Nice.
Who is that?
Orlando Bloom, right?
Orlando Bloom from Lord of the Rings.
That makes sense now. Okay.
Yeah. Very handsome for an elf, I guess. Right?
You know, did he look like an elf in the movies? I'm sorry. I never saw Lord of the Rings.
I mean, yeah, he looked like a sexy elf.
Yeah, but the elves in Lord of the Rings are like, they're taller than humans. They're elegant. It's like, it's a whole other thing. These aren't like Santa's elves
or something like that.
Sexy
elves. Right.
They're gorgeous.
Elves. Yeah. Gorgeous elves.
So. Funny how when you put in Orlando Bloom as an elf, it comes right up immediately.
Oh, of course.
Oh, I see here. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
I mean, if it does it for you.
I guess. Yeah. If you're into hobbits.
Awfully pale.
Right.
Super, super pale.
Who chooses to pull your plug if you have to, like, if you're in a situation where, like, somebody has to decide whether you live or die?
Is my wife already gone?
Yeah, besides your wife. Like, your wife doesn't get to make that decision.
I've told everybody that, you know, you got to pull it.
No, but who? Who makes that decision?
Whoever's closest.
Like, just in the room?
Yeah, the janitor.
Is it me? I mean, do I get to choose?
Somebody trips over it.
Yeah.
Everybody's crying over my bed. You walk in and go, this is sad, and immediately pull the plug. You don't say anything else. You just immediately walk in and you're like, oh, hey,
oh,
Mrs.
My gosh,
Raven.
I'm so sorry.
Hey, it's good to see you guys. Well, you had fun. Boom, pull the plug.
That's
immediately.
That's it. Right. There's this TikToker. Her name is Grandma Droniak, and she's gone viral with the video explaining the three rules of her funeral.
These are my rules at my funeral. Listen up. You could cry, but don't cry too much. Don't make a fool of yourself.
The overcrier.
Like, you didn't even know him. What are you crying about? Like, relax, lady.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, what else?
Bertha is not invited. Don't let her in.
She does not like Bertha. Yeah. She's not invited to the funeral.
You know, all these people that you had a problem with before, they tend to show up when the funeral happens, right?
Yeah, no.
You know, they weren't my favorite person, but I'm so sorry for your loss.
I hear her for that.
And you better get drunk afterward. Take a shot for me.
All right, Grandma. You got it.
God bless grandkids, right? Putting Grandma on TikTok.
But I was thinking about it because my dad always brings this up. When I die, Anna.
What are his rules?
Oh, my gosh. Everything that I'm not going to do. Everything. Me and my mom have discussed this.
Yeah.
We nod and we say okay, but we're not doing any of the things that he wants at his funeral. He doesn't want a funeral. He doesn't want it.
No.
Just everybody go out and have a nice dinner. Nope, Dad. Like, no, we're definitely going to have a funeral when you eventually die.
A big one.
Right. And then our boss, Keith, he brought this up the other day. He was like, I don't want people to come to my wake and feel like they have to stay. Like, walk up to the casket.
Sit 7 minutes in and out.
Yeah. He's like, I want you to be there for 7 minutes. I don't want you to have to stay longer than that.
You know, he knows a lot of people, a lot of radio people. They'll all be in there trying to fight for mic time. You know what? I'll walk in and out. You got it, Keith.
All right. So what are the three rules of your funeral?
First off, keep it up and keep it positive. All right. So I want people to regale in stories of my heroics. If you've ever been in like an Irish or an English pub, people go in there, they sing, they tell stories and stuff like that. So I want you to discuss the times that I did, you know, awesome things, like that time I saved a school bus full of children off the cliffside, you know, the road they were hanging off there that time.
I better start making some notes because I don't have anything to share at this party.
The time that I plugged the hole in the Titanic.
And then also the
time that I plugged that pesky hole in the Hoover Dam, too. That was good.
You didn't do any of those things.
No. Food is key. You know, I want finger sandwiches, Coca-Cola, because I'm not allowed to drink it right now while I'm alive, and then my wife's sauce and rigatoni. And then music and dancing. Like, I need it to be up at the party after. So I don't know if, like, you know, Calvin Harris or Tiesto is available and donating their time, but these are the things that I want, my wishes.
All right. For me, you know
how about
you? You know how they always say in lieu of flowers, like, you know, make a donation?
Yes.
No, I want all the flowers. I like, give me the flowers. Why can't I have flowers?
It's your last day. Give me the flowers.
Why do I have to be a hero? Like, give me, I like flowers. Don't show up in costumes. Like, I always think it's weird when there's like a regular thing going on and somebody shows up in a costume. Like, you're a weirdo. Like, don't show up in a costume to my funeral.
Have you ever seen somebody at a funeral in a costume?
Well, I don't want it to be mine to start. And most importantly, I get creeped out when I go to wakes and I look at their hands. I always stare at their hands. Put some gloves on my hands. I don't care if they're like winter snow gloves or what kind of gloves there are. Just put some gloves on so nobody has to see my hands.
Well, the record has been kept there. These are your funeral wishes.
Right. But give me the flowers, definitely. In lieu of flowers. Get out of here with that. When was the last time you cheated at something? 14% of people will cheat while playing card games or board games. And something about that made me smile because my grandfather... He was a cheater. He was a card cheater. He would have cards in his pocket. He would have cards behind his back. He would be sitting on a card. And it's, you know, looking back, growing up, and he didn't care that we were his grandchildren in six. He was to cheat with us all the time. He always had a win.
You know what? Listen, though. So was it a thing that he would cheat with the kids all the time because he thought it was funny?
Oh,
or would
cheat
he cheat
adult.
In like an adult game?
Oh, no.
Oh, I can't stand that person.
Oh, yeah. No, my grandfather, if he could have figured out a way to count cards at the casino,
I'm
he
sure.
would have. But yeah. unfortunately, he wasn't quite there.
Yeah, it's quite a racket when you're doing something like that. You know, the way I always looked at it like is cheating, it's got to be worth it to win,
mm-hmm.
right? So, you know, when you get into talking about cheating at things that you think that the risk is worth the reward, you're probably talking about incarceration. So I've always been like, no, I play it straight.
The only thing I ever cheated at, I was really thinking about this because I look back on that fondly. But if there was a track and I had to run it for okay. school, or if I, as a grown adult, if I go to a track, I will cut the corners as hard as I can.
You're not sticking to those lanes.
I don't. When I used to work out with a trainer, she'd be like, do 20 push-ups. The minute she would turn her head, I'm paying this woman. I would do six and be like, done. I did it. Like, why? I have no idea why I'm so lazy when it comes to my self-help.
Oh, wow. We need a break, I guess.
I guess.
Wow.
What's the last thing you cheated at? 1-800-330-9999. It doesn't have to just be board games or card games. But if it is, what's the game of your choice to cheat at? Lydia.
So the last time I cheated was when I was playing Candyland with my daughter. When her head was turned to the TV we had on in the background, I moved up several spaces, and thankfully she didn't notice. So the game ended shortly after that, and I put her to bed.
The cheating with your kids is fascinating to me.
Mm.
Because I never let my kids win,
right.
but I would never cheat either. Why did you feel the need for that? Just because you wanted it to hurry up and be over?
Yeah, you got to move up the bedtime.
Yeah.
Precisely.
Oh. Yeah.
Some of those games can take forever. Shoots and Ladder, I don't think, is one of them.
No.
But listen, when they're doing that thing where they're like, oh, I need to do my homework now, or, oh, can we just play one more? Or, oh, read me another one. You know when they're dragging it out. I'm with you. Like, sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Mm. Thank you for understanding.
Bob, how about you? Last time you cheated.
So I'm kind of a big Pokemon fan, and I was replaying the original blue version, and there's a cheat you can do to get Mew that isn't the fake. This is probably doesn't matter, but there's the whole thing where there's a truck in the Cerulean. There's the third city. Mm-hmm. That's not how you do it. It's you go to the second badge above, and you like teleport in the middle of a fight, and you can get Mew, and it's really cool. And that was the last time I cheated.
Bobby, no one knows what you're talking about, but here's what I do know.
Thank you.
Yeah. Remember when there was Super Mario Brothers?
Oh, no. Here we go. Give it to me. Do you remember it?
Left, right, up, down, up, down. Was that it?
Yes. And then it was like select start or something.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. A, B, yes. Select start. Something like that. Give me a couple of minutes. I'm confident we can figure it out.
Those cheat codes, though, are meant for people to know and to use.
Well, if I go to the second level, I can find Mew, and you know what? Don't listen to us.
There's plenty of people out there that know exactly what you're talking about.
Far more, actually.
Right. True.
They're like, okay, boomer.
When was the last time that you actually cheated at something? 1-800-330-9999. 14% of people say that they cheat when they're playing card games or board games.
That's like one in like, what, five? One? No, it's like one in six people.
I don't believe it. I think more people cheat and they just don't want to admit it.
Mm. Do you think more people would cheat if they felt like they could actually get away with it?
I don't know.
I don't have the confidence to do it.
Right. But I think cheating in general is a strange thing because there's some people that it's their personality that they're always looking for that shortcut.
I guess so.
What was the last thing you cheated at? Be honest. 1-800-330-9999. Rebecca, you ever cheat? What did you do?
Yeah, in Uno. Everybody knows you can cheat in Uno. It's easy. Keep acting like somebody over their left shoulder and slide the cards under your right thigh when they look away. And then deal the cards when the game is over.
I mean, with Uno, I'm typically playing like my niece or nephew, so I never really thought that much about it. But you're right. I mean, I guess I could. And, of course, if they're six, that would also make it easier to cheat.
I know, but still. all right.
I applaud your candor.
All right. Gary, how about you? Last time you cheated.
Well, I wanted to do this online dating stuff, and this woman said that she wouldn't date a person unless they were 6 foot tall. So I had to get those shoe insert thingies. I mean, I'm close to it, but I'm not there. Mm. And I just need a little bit of that height. She thought I was 6 foot tall.
I never understood when people lie on social media about the way they look, how much money they make, the job they have. If you're going to fall in love and find this person, at some point, aren't they going to know the truth about you?
But you're going to lie because once you have them in and once they love you, they're hooked. That's it.
That's
right. Addiction. You got them forever.
Shoot your shot.
Is
just don't
true?
Get up from the table. Right? You know, until they're in love with you, until they agree to marry you, do not get up from that dinner
do
table.
Do not stand.
That's
do
right.
Do not stand up under any circumstances.
That's right.
Yep.
Jake, the last time you cheated, what were you doing?
Yeah. Okay. So I was shopping at a Walmart. I don't want to say exactly which one, but I needed to buy a cooler for a beach day. And they had the really tiny coolers on sale for $14. And there's a sign that said igloo coolers, $14. But I needed a big one, but it was like $85. So I took the big one up to the counter. They rang it up and I said, oh, I thought it was $14. And they said, I don't know. And I said, well, there's a sign that says it's $14. And they said, go take a picture of the sign and show me and maybe. And so I went back and I took a picture of the sign that just said $14 igloo coolers. And I kind of cropped out the part where it said what size it was. Huh. And they gave it to me for $14.
I don't know if that's cheating or theft.
Oh, well, it's both. I mean, technically, we're going to the letter of the law. On the other hand, you know, as they say in Car, it's a crime to let a sucker keep their money, right? Well, so if they're not going to read it, mm-hmm. if they're not going to do it, I got to tell you, the whole go take a picture of it yourself thing too, I don't love that. But it's so much better than having to wait for somebody to go get it.
Mm-hmm.
This happens to me at the grocery store all the time with ice cream.
Why?
I swear to you, when Haagen-Dazs or Ben & Jerry's is on sale, they never believe the sale and it never rings up right.
How is that possible?
Oh, or it's some digital coupon nonsense.
Yeah.
I'm just a man out here trying to survive. And I'm like, I can't be expected to do all that.
Okay.
So I take a photo every time now before I get up there.
I have to tell you, I don't like the digital coupon thing where you have to do it on the app.
Yes.
It's like you just added set. Why can't I just have the sale? Why do I have to download the app? Why
right.
do I have to create an account? Why don't you just give me the price of the sale item? That's it.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
One couple.
It makes me furious. I don't get it.
This is what she wants to do.
One problem.
My daughter wants to do a spa weekend for her 16th birthday.
And I'm being deprived of going there because I'm a guy?
You decide the outcome.
All right, Gabby, you got to be happy to hear that, right?
Yeah, I mean, we can have a family dinner when we get back in town.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about. And then it's up for you to decide who's right. Couples Core is powered by Progressive Commercial Insurance. It can protect your small business with over 30 coverage options, an easy-to-use mobile app, personalized discounts, and more. Get a quote in as little as 8 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Discounts and coverage selections not available in all states or situations. Wanda and Tony. Wanda, what's going on?
Hi. We're pregnant. We're having a baby.
Congrats.
And thank you. So we're having a baby shower. You know, baby showers can be a little expensive. And my mom was talking to one of my friends, and he offered to let us have our baby shower at his restaurant. And I mean, this is incredible. This is going to save us so much money. And my husband's giving me a hard time about it.
Tony, what's the issue?
Oh, man, the issue for me is that it's her ex, right, who's trying to offer this assistance. And I just feel like it's weird that he'd want to be involved, and I think she should not have any contact with him just based on the fact that they were romantically involved. So,
I mean, we haven't been together for over 6 years, and so the fact that he thinks that it's weird for him to want to throw a shower for us, I mean, it's gracious. He's offering us his restaurant. He's also offering to provide food. I feel like it would be rude to turn that down.
Do you guys go to this restaurant?
I've been there. I've gone with my mom a bunch of times.
You've gone a bunch of times, but you've never gone with Tony. Okay, Tony. You've never gone to the restaurant, Tony?
Tony doesn't want to go.
I've never been there.
No, he will not go there.
Yeah, I don't even want to see the guy.
Have you met the guy? I mean,
no, never.
He has nothing to worry about.
So in the last 6 years, you broke up with this guy that owns this restaurant that's offered to host your baby shower for free. Mm-hmm. You met Tony, mm-hmm. got married, are pregnant with your first child, and now, okay, so all that happened in a relatively short amount of time, 6 years, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, 6 years is 6 years. It can feel like a lot, and it can feel like a little.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Okay. Don't you think it's strange that your ex would offer his restaurant? I come from a restaurant family. Let me tell you, how many people are you expecting to have?
I don't know. I guess like 25 people.
That ain't cheap.
It's not cheap,
yeah.
But if he's fond of you and you remained friends and it's platonic, I mean, I guess I can kind of see it.
You're about to have a baby. So, like, wouldn't we want to save as much as we possibly can to be able to spend on our baby?
No, I understand that. I mean, how long were you guys together, you and the ex that owned the restaurant?
Oh, we were together for, like, five and a half years, I think. Yeah.
That's a long time, right? Like, I mean, that's nearly as long as you've been with Tony at that point. I mean, listen, it's saving you an awful lot of money. I get why it bothers you a little bit, Tony. It probably wouldn't bother me so much. Understand this. You know, if your wife's an amazing woman, right? There's people out there on the planet that are fond of her, as you said, Anna. So they want to do favors. As long as there's no favors happening the other way, right? What's the difference? I mean, if you like the food, you like the location.
I mean, but Tony, I can understand why you would feel uncomfortable walking. You've never been to this guy's restaurant because it's her ex.
Yeah, I'd be there before this day.
And now you're going to go show up so that he could host the baby shower for free of his baby? Like, no, thank you. I kind of see where he's coming from. No offense, but I just think it's a lot of factors there.
I don't know. What do you do in this situation? You let him throw the party or you don't? 1-800-330-9999. How good is the penne, right? It could be really, really good, Anna.
What if your wife's ex offered to throw her baby shower and cover all the costs? That's exactly what's going on with Wanda and Tony. I can't even believe. It's an interesting situation.
Yeah.
So Wanda and Tony have been married and they have a baby on the way. They've been together for a long time. Wanda's ex from years and years ago has always remained friendly and he owns a local restaurant that she goes to. Her husband, Tony, he's never been. He
never
thinks it's
been
weird,
there.
Never went. But Wanda still go with her mom and her girlfriends. No big deal. So when you find out he's looking for somewhere to have a baby shower, he offered to host it there for free. It's like 25 people. And Tony's got a problem with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit weird. And here's a couple things that I hadn't really even thought about before when we were in the conversation is that they were together. Her and the ex were together nearly 6 years as well. Long-term, serious relationship. Now, even if you own the place in town, you're going there all the time with your mother, your sister, your friends, but never has your husband ever stepped in or met this person. Is it possible that the mother-in-law also still loves the ex and is like, you know, like it's just a little bit of a weird situation. You know, Tony is like, this is a favor I don't need. I'm happy to pay for this thing. All right. And I would rather not do this way. It's just a little bit weird. I'm not angry.
What do you
think?
But
it's weird.
1-800-330-9999. Craig, whose side are you on?
Tony, going with Tony. That's weird, man. It's first off, he's never met this guy. Second off, she dated him for 6 years. Like that's insanity to me. I wouldn't even give that idea any attention. This guy comes out of nowhere and just says, oh yeah, we're gonna host the baby shower, hasn't met the husband yet still has her coming to the restaurant. I don't know. It's too weird.
If this was a soap opera, right, or a nighttime drama, Anna, you'd see a little bit of aversion of eyes when their gaze would meet, that type of stuff. And you'd be like, oh, no, this would be an issue. So maybe you're right.
I'm waiting for the caller that says, it's not his baby. I'm waiting for it. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's a couple's court.
Couples Court Verdict is brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 7th through the 13th. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
If your ex offered to pay for your baby shower and host it at his restaurant for free, would you take him up on that offer? That's the conversation between Wanda and Tony. So Wanda's ex, she was with her ex for 6 years. She's still very friendly with him. He owns a local restaurant. Her husband, Tony, has never been to that restaurant, but she still goes with her mom and her friends. Like, they have a decent relationship. So he offered to host her baby shower for about 25 women at the restaurant. He said, no big deal. I'm happy to do it. But Tony's got a problem with that.
Yeah, Tony's just uncomfortable with any part of this situation. It sounds like he doesn't necessarily mind that she goes to the restaurant, but I mean, he's never stepped foot in there. He's never met the guy. He's like, it's just weird that somebody wants to do something that large from you, that far removed from a situation. So, I mean, I get it. It can be a little bit uncomfortable for him. He says, this is our family. This is my first son. Why would I want that? Why would I want that attached?
She says it'll make it free for us. We don't have to pay for it. And then we have extra money for the baby. But what do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Susie, whose side are you on?
I'm the husband's side, 100%. Come on. If he was the husband of an ex-girlfriend, is he going to allow her to buy clothes for the first time? No way. Oh, if he was so good, why didn't get married? Get you married or get you pregnant?
Okay.
No, this is respect. This is respect for the husband. It's his first child. It's a baby shower. He has to spend money. You're not going to save money for the rest of the life. If you buy the baby shower, if you do the baby shower, I'm the husband's side.
All right.
Thanks, Susie.
Now. Thanks for the call. Ramona,
what do you think? Whose side are you on today?
I'm on the husband's side. I think that she should stop dealing with this guy. It's causing rift between their relationship. Her relationship with this other guy that owns the restaurant was too long. There's still some feelings there. I don't agree with her. I don't agree with the mother.
I think it's weird, the mom. You're right.
John, whose side are you on?
I'm on the gentleman's side. However, just because it should be his decision. However, life's expensive. And if you trust your wife, to take the free savings.
I mean, if you feel good about it, if you're comfortable with the situation, take the money. Clearly, Tony isn't, though.
Thanks, John.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Tony, our audience agreed with you. Wanda, it's just too weird. It's uncomfortable. And even though it's a really nice gesture, you have to say thank you, but no thank you, and find a different place to host the baby shower.
Wow. Okay. Wow, I'm really surprised that so many people agreed with my husband. Wow, okay. I thought he was overreacting. But okay, I guess everyone said that they thought.
Not everyone, but a lot of people.
The majority. That's how it works. You lost. It's over. Yeah, I mean, surprising as that may be, Juana, they just don't feel like it's worth taking favors from somebody that they feel like something may be attached. Tony, congratulations. The voters agree with you.
Yes. Thank you, man. It's good to see people still got morals out there.
Go get some overtime in and then try and fight for which hors d'oeuvres they're going to book and not book, because you're paying for it now, my friend.
Yeah, I don't mind, man. I don't mind.
Well, congratulations, guys, on the baby. The best is ahead, obviously. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. If you have a problem, too, send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com.